Hey, Shiz Masech Tuchul and Daf Lamed, we will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Chof Tes Amud Beis, 11 lines from the bottom. At the end of our previous year, the Gemara had brought the Machloikas of how does the Halacha view the act of Shechita. Does Halacha say, as Rav Shlokas said, that ain't l'shechita el p'soif, that what makes the Shechita valid Shechita is the last moment when the Simon Makat, or is what makes the Shechita valid? Is Yeshna L'Shechita, the opinion of Rav Avad Sova, which means that Shechita, Yeshna L'Shechita Metchil V'Atzayif, that the entire act of Shechita from beginning to end is considered what part of the Shechita, the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara, Amrav Ik Hashali, if I have any question, says Maha Kashali, this is my question. The Mandam, according to the opinion that says, the English Shechita El Lipsoif, that Shechita is only considered a valid Shechita when the Shechita is complete. If that's the case, left like Behsher de Paro, let the Mishnah discuss a case about, let the Mishnah discuss the case of the Paro Aduma. And the case should we, because going to Shechtu betray Gavri, where two people were involved in shechting the Parah Aduma, and the Mishnah should say, the Gavri Kamaloy Matama, that the halacha should be that the first person who was involved in shechting the Parah Aduma, which is only the beginning of the act of Shechita, and if you hold Ein Shechita El Psoif, if you hold Ein Shechita El Psoif, so that's not what's critical in the Shechita, so he should not make the parad, he should not be considered as if he was involved in the Shechita. Only Gavra Basra, the person who makes the final cut, he should be the only one that should be have the din of being involved with the Paraduma. And this would be relevant regarding the halacha that we discussed in our previous year. We discussed that the halacha is that somebody who is involved in the Paraduma is Metame Tahirim, and that this individual who is involved at that point with the Paraduma, only a person who's involved at the end would be considered that he did the act of working with the Paraduma, not the person who shechted the first simon. Am Rav Yosef, to which Rav Yosef responds to Rava, betray Gavri b'chad zivcha kamrit, you're asking or you're trying to prove for when two people shecht one carbon, baminei dehi. That isn't a valid place to ask a question. The Tanina, the Brisa teaches us, the Torah, when it speaks about bringing a carbon shlomim, the part success with chisiz b'chu zevach shlomim l'Hashem, l'rtzoinchon tizbechua. And the word tizbechua is a combination of two words. Tizbach, hu. We learn from this, tizbach, shlei shnaim soich ben shever echad, a carbon may only be brought by one shoichet. And we learn also from tizbachu, shlei echad shoichet shnei zvachim, that you shouldn't shecht two kabanas at the same time. V'amar Rav Kahana, and Rav Kahana explained this limud, because tizbachua, the pasuk says tizbachay without the vav ksiv, it means a yachid. That means from here that we should not have two people involved in shechting a carbon, even if they're not just if they're doing the shechita together, but even if they're doing the shechita one after the other, it wouldn't change the halacha. The halacha is that it should only be brought by one person. So we see that you can't have two people. What was the question? That if two people are involved, they're bringing the Parah Aduma. We learn from the that, and if we say yesh en l'shchita el l'psoif, only the second one should be tamei, not the first one. But says the Gemara, actually the halacha is you could have only one person bringing the Parah Aduma. To which says the Gemara, Amalei Abaya. So Abaya says to Rav Yosef, Lav Itmalo, haven't we learned regarding this Braisa? Amar Rabba Babachana Amar Rav Yochan, Divir Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, Bisisma, that many Mishnayis in Shas. This halacha is taught us by Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, where there are many stam shnayis and brises that are left anonymous, and they were taught by him. Avacham roimrim, but the Chum disagree, and they hold shnayim zoichum zava echad. Two people can be involved in bringing one carbon. So if that's the case, the point that the Gemara began the shiur with returns, that if two people could bring a carbon, together, then it should be enough gemina if we say yesh l'shchit metchil v'atzoif, and therefore even the first person would be tamei. Or if we say ein l'shchit el b'soif, only the second person would be tamei. And continues the Gemara, and even Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon Nami, that does hold that you can't bring two people cannot be involved in shechting a paraduma, asked the Gemara, even according to that opinion, Niflik, we should make the following distinction. Kigoyin the Shachet Chagavri b'shnei Sturim, that he wore two different garments as he was doing the Shechita. And what happened was, before he completed the Shechita, he took off the first garment, and then he put on a second garment, and then he finished the Shechita when he was wearing the second garment. If we hold the English shchita el, so that means when he was wearing the first garment, as they were doing that part of the shchita, and was saying if English shchita el, that isn't considered part of the shchita, and therefore the halach would be that only suda basra matama, only the second garment that he's wearing would be tamei. Says the Gemara, the way to answer the question ella. All the answer to this question, the psula de kamari, the mission over there is speaking about a paraduma that if ultimately, as we discussed in our previous shir, the paraduma becomes pasul, anybody who was involved in the shchita before it became pasul will be tamei. But hachsherim loy kamari, we're not focused on who is considered doing the shchita and who's not doing the shchita. The Tiferes Yaakov asks a different question. He says our Gemara has been connecting the halacha of Parah Aduma to the question that we've been discussing: yesh l'shchita metchil v'atzoif or ein l'shchita el l'psoif. But he asks that the focus that our Gemara has been asking from is from Hilchas Tumah. Who says that Hilchas Tumah and Hilchas Shechita travel together? And he answers that certainly we must say that they travel together. What makes somebody Tameh if he's involved with the Parah Aduma? What makes him Tameh if he's involved with the Parah Aduma is the fact that he did something which was part of the process of the Parah Aduma. If the shchita of the first simen is not considered a shchita, then there's no reason why this person should be tamei. Masler of Adbar Oven. So again, the Gemara asks on the opinion of Ein L'shchita El B'soif. The Gemara Masechta Pesachim teaches us that Rav Shimon's opinion is, the halacha is, the Torah says, L'shishchir al chametz tam zivchi, then one may not own, when he brings a carbon on Pesach, he owns chametz, he's over the lav of l'sishchir al chametz dam zivchi. But that halacha only applies in a case where it's a kosher carbon. But if it's not a kosher carbon, then you would not be over in the lav. And therefore, the halacha is if somebody shechs on Pesach a carbon l'shma, he's potter. Because once Pesach comes, it's no longer the time to bring a Karban Pesach. And therefore, since it's not the time for Karban Pesach, so it's not considered that you brought a proper carbon that you could be over for l'sishchir adam chametz dam zivchi. But if you brought a carbon shaloi l'shma, so carbon that Pesach that's brought shaloi l'shma becomes a shlamim, and therefore you'll be chayiv, because that's a good carbon. On Pesach, you could bring a carbon, you could bring a carbon shlomim, and if when you're bringing the carbon shlomim, you own chametz, you're over the laugh of unless shishchar al chametz dam zivchi. Vavinaba, and when we try to understand the Mishnah, this the Gemara Masechet Pesachim, that's Samach Givon, that's Samach Dal, Tama the Shloi Lishma. The reason that the Karban Pesach, the reason you would have a problem, because if you brought this Karban Pesach Shloi Lishma, which means it's a shlomim, and you had in mind that it's l'shlomim, hastama, if you didn't have any specific kavana, it seems from the wording of the Mishnah that you're potter, that it's not automatically reverting to be a karban shlomim. And the question is, am I potter? Why is that the halacha? Isn't the halacha, asked the Gemara, the Pesach b'shayim ma'aseshan shlomimu, a Pesach any time besides Erev Pesach automatically becomes a karban shlomim. What do we see from here, says the Gemara? Shmamino, the Pesach b'shayim ma'aseshan. If you started with an animal that's a karban Pesach, and now it's not Erev Pesach, it does not become a shlomim, only by Akira, if you specifically have in mind that it should be a shlomim. V'amar avchia bar gamda, nizrik mipi chabura, when this halacha was taught in the yeshiva, they decided, v'amar hocham ma'iskinim, that that is not true. Rather, the kum pesach becomes a kum shlomim automatically. What is the case of that Mishnah? The people who owned this Karban Pesach were Tamei and Erev Pesach. If they were Tamei and Erev Pesach, this animal would be used on Pesach Sheni, the Nitchan Pesach Sheni. That's why this Karban Stam L'Shmokai is still considered Karban Pesach. Hi, and if we and to take away that it should not be a Karban Pesach anymore, what's required, who the Bayi Akira, that we should expressly say that's not a Karban Pesach. But another situation where I don't have to wait, where I don't need to bring a Karban Pesach, and of course, as we've learned many times, there is no option of leaving this animal for next year, because a Karban Pesach is only kosher when it's less than a year old. So next year you won't be able to use it. And I don't need it this year for Karban Pesach. I already was Mekayim, the mitzvah Karban Pesach. Loi by Akira, it becomes automatically a Karban Shlomim. So now the Gemara makes a point. If you follow the principle that from the beginning of the Shechita, it's considered an act of Shechita. If Shlomim Metchilas Shechita, the Karban becomes possible from being Karban Shlomim from the beginning. Because at the beginning, it was still usable. This person has to bring a Karban Pesach, Pesach Sheni. So the beginning was made L'Shem Pesach. And therefore, it was made L'Shem Pesach. And it's not Erev Pesach. So it's not a valid Karban. And therefore, you wouldn't be over the lav of L'Shishchar Al-Cham Stam Zivchi. But, says the Gemara, points out the Gemara, E Amrit Ein L'Shchita L'Psoif, that the Shchita is only considered Shchita B'Psoif. So what happened here was, Kiv the Shachabe Purta, as soon as you shechted the first simon, it won't be usable in Pesach Sheni because the animal cannot survive with that cut till Pesach Sheni. So now, if it's not usable for Karban Pesach, we said if it's not usable for Karban Pesach, it automatically becomes a Karban Shlomim. So you shechting Karban Shlomim. A Karban Shlomim that we said that you shecht on Pesach while you own chametz, you should be over le'seshcha al chametz dam zivchi. The fact that that is not the halacha is an indication that yesh no l'shchita metchila la'tsoif. And therefore, when you started shechting, it was a proper Karban, and you had in mind Karban Pesach, and it's that's when we have this issue. Am le'baya. Yes, once I shechted the first simon, is this animal itself will not be able to be brought as a Karban Pesach. However, the value could still be used for Pesach. They will sell this animal and will buy with it a Karban Pesach. Like any Karban that becomes a Balmum, that we sell it and use the proceeds to bring the proper Karban. And therefore, here, yes, it became disqualified after the first simon was cut, but still usable for Pesach Sheni. And since now it's Pesach, now it's not time we reincarnate Pesach, this happened during Yontif, that's why you're not over the lav. V'chi teimo, and says the Gemara, if you'll say that this teretz is not a good teretz, because the halacha is that whenever we have balmum, that we want to be poida, the halacha requires hamod of arocham, that we have to have it standing for when the kohen assesses its value. And now that it was already had the first simen cut, it no longer is able to have hamod of arocham. Says the Gemara, Tanan, Hatanan, Shach b'shnayim rav shnayim, if you shech the two, of, most of the two of simonim, v'dayanim rav cheses, and the animal is still standing, thrashing around, the halacha is, harei kechai chod v'ra, the halacha considers it like a live animal. What's meant to say, when we say that the halacha considers it like a live animal, that it is a candidate for hamad of arocham. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav. Hashoichet b'shnayim b'sholos mekonis. If somebody shechs an animal in a number of places, but and shchitasa k'shera, the halacha is that that's a valid shchita. That means he did, the simple pshat is that he shechted in one spot in the simonim, roiv ha-simon. But on top of that, or on top, besides that, he also cut in other places. And the Gemara is saying, Shchitasa Ksheira, and says the Gemara, Kamritza Kameda Shmuel, when they said this halacha in the name of Rav to Shmuel, Omeli, Shmuel can't, said, Beinan Shchita Mufras, that this is not a good Shchita, because Shchita requires a totally open Shchita, Veleka. He says, what Shmuel is saying is that normally when we do a regular shechita in one spot, as we've discussed earlier in different sugyas, the simonim keep on opening up. And that's the type of shechita that's a valid shechita. If, however, you're cutting in a number of places, so that doesn't happen, and that's why it's not a valid shechita. That is the way Rashi explains the Gemara. That's at least the way Tosfos and the Rosh say Rashi explains the Gemara. There are others that explain differently. The halacha is that even though Rav is saying that even though you didn't cut roiv of the simen in any one spot, but you only have the roiv of the simen by combining the cuts on a number of different places, as long as most of the simen was cut, even though it wasn't cut in one spot, it's enough according to Rav to be considered a valid shechita, and Shmuel holds that it's not going to be a valid shechita. What will be the nafkamina between these two pshatim? The nafkamina will be, what happens if you cut most of the simen in one spot, as the pshat Rashi suggested? According to this second pshat, in such a case, Shmuel would agree that it's a good shechita. It's only because you don't have one spot that has roiv. But according to this pshat, where what happens if you have one spot where there is roiv, then it would be perhaps different. The Shultas de Rav Achi Goyin has a whole different pshat in this Gemara. What happened here was that you didn't shecht in one spot, but what happened was that not only did you not shecht in one spot, but the nafkamina will be, if the two places that you cut, do these cut ultimately touch each other? If they ultimately cut each other, everybody will agree that it's a valid shechita. If, however, you didn't cut in one spot, then it's not going to be a valid shechita. Rebbeinu Chananel has a different pshat. We know, as we learned, and we're going to continue learning, the Kana and the Veshit are one on top of the other. And what happened was that he cut the kana and he cut the veshit, but he didn't cut them one on top of the other. He cut them in different places. So the two shechitas are not, the two cuts are not one on top of the other. That's the machloikis of Rav and Shmuel. But according to Rashi's interpretation, there's a very interesting halacha. You shechted roiv of the simen. So Rav says, once you shechted roiv of the simen, it's fine. Shmuel says, if you would have stopped at that point, then it would be fine. But what this person did was, he shechted the rest, and he shechted it in the wrong place. So that would be hagromo or chaloda. And the Shmuel's opinion is that you, and an interesting halachic principle, you're better off not doing something than doing it wrong. Meaning, if you would have just shechted roif, Shmuel has to agree that that's a valid shechita. It's a halacha that we've learned numerous times in our masechta. What happened here was that you shechted something that you didn't have to shecht. Will that disqualify the shechita or not? Says the Gemara, and this machloikis, he too is of the opinion I have to have like Shmuel. How do we know that the shechita has to be shechita mefras? The shechita has to be like we throw an arrow. And just like when we throw an arrow, we shoot it, it goes into one place and continues in that line, so too the shechita has to be a straight line without going anywhere else. Moser Rabbi Elazar asked Rabbi Elazar on what Shmuel and now Rish Lakish hold. We're going to learn the Mishnah Amud Beis. Shnai Moichs Besak Meshechtim. If two people are holding on to the knife and doing shechita, Afila Echav Amal of Echel Amata. If two people are shechting in two different bayits, Shechitasuk Sheira. But ask the Gemara, according to what Shmuel has just been teaching us, they're not shechting on the same spot. It's not an acceptable shechita. He explains the way to understand that Mishnah is not that they're shechting in two different spots. It's two people holding one knife, but they're shechting at the exact same spot. So the concern of shechita mefras doesn't apply. Amalei Rav Abba. So Rav Abba asks on this answer, what we're going to learn, we learned in a brisa, referencing this Mishnah, when you have two people shechting, we need not be concerned. Shema ein choshen, shema yitufu zelzeh. We were concerned that by two people shechting, the animal becomes treif. So makes the Gemara's point. If we're going to see that Mishnah is speaking about two people with two knives, shopper, we could understand the brisa and the concern the brisa is addressing. Because manatema, we should be concerned. Since we have two people with two separate knives, manatema, maybe we should be concerned. Maybe these two people are each relying on the other one. And therefore, since they're each relying on the other one, since everybody's relying on the other one, neither of them will do roiv hasimen, which is critical for kosher shechita. Kamash Malan, that's what the Mishnah is teaching us, that ein chayshin, we need not be concerned. Eli Amrit asked the Gemara, that the way we're explaining that Mishnah is speaking about a case of Sakat Achas v'shnei b'nei Adam, there's only one knife, that are two people are holding it. Hi, so it says the Gemara, the concern that the Braisa says, that ein chayshin v'shem yitfuzel zeh, that there's no reason to be concerned because they're shechting together and they're going to make sure to shecht roiv asimen. What the real concern should be is shema yidrusu zelzeh, because since they're standing two separate people and each is pulling in his own direction, since we have a situation where they're each pushing in their own direction, that's where there's a shiloh of drusa that they may come to press down and cut instead of cutting. Amalei, Rav Avin. So Rav Avin, because of this question, indeed said to me that the Braisa is articulating is indeed when two people are holding the same knife, that we don't have to be concerned. The Mishnah is teaching us for Adrasa. Moser of Avin, ask Rav Ovin on the opinion that we've been learning, the opinion of Shmuel and Reish Lakish, that we have to have a shechita mufras. The Braisa teaches us shechit is a veishit lamata. If somebody shechted the veishit from the bottom up, that's a kana lamala. Or shechit is a veishit lamala, that's a kana lamata. Shechtasoi ksheira. It's still, if you didn't shecht it at the same spot, it's still fine. Amai. But if you're not shechting it through the same spot, it's not a shechita mufras. Answers the Gemara, what the Braisa is speaking about, who moisav lo, who mefarik lo. The Braisa is speaking about b'shchita kekomus, that the shchita was done on a slant. He started shechting from the top of the kanam, and he went down on a slant to the bottom. And where he finished doing the shchita of the kanam, he started to shecht the veishit. So in these cases, the shechita is a straight line and a connecting straight line from the kana to the veishit. And that's why the halacha will be that it's a valid shechita. It's not considered a concern that it's not a shechita mufras. Says the Gemara, Hahu tar d'ishka b'shnayim shalosh mekaymes. There was an animal that was slaughtered two, three different places. Says the Gemara, Orav Shmuel b'yitzka b'marasa. And shakal mishufri shufri, he took from the best meat of that animal. Amalei Rav Zeira, so Rav Zeira told him, the matana rabbanim mishnaseinu, the mishnah teaches of shnei sekinim shnei bnei adam, that even if the shechita was done in different spots, it's still considered a valid shechita, because the halacha is like Rav, who doesn't need a shechita mefras. So the Tveres Yaakov tries to understand, what is the point that he said, my shufri the shufri? So he answers that we in our Gemara are learning a machloikus Rav and Shmuel if this is a good shechita. So even if we paskin like Rav, why would somebody rely on that shechita, which according to Shmuel is a disqualified shechita? Shouldn't he have tried to find an animal that we did not have that type of disqualified shechita? So to that, the Gemara says, he wanted to have high quality meat. Shufri to shufri, he wanted to have high quality meat. And therefore, the only place he was able to get high quality meat was from this animal, and that's why he took it. Another pshat that I saw is that there was no other meat available. That indeed he would have other meat, he would have taken other meat, but there's no other meat, but only this meat, but he held that this meat is kosher, and that's why he ate from this meat. As we've been discussing in our Masechta, another of the disqualifications of a shechita is chaloda. That means if the knife is cut during the act of shechita, I mean you stick the knife into the neck of the animal, then the shechita is possible. To which the Gemara says, Amar Yehuda Marav, Hichler et Sasakim et Simon leSimon, if somebody put the knife in between the Simonim uPaskoi, and that's how he cut the lowest Simon, and then he takes out the knife and cuts the upper Simon, Psula. Because at the end of the day, when he cut the lowest Simon, the knife was stuck into the neck of the animal. And as we're learning in our Gemara, that's not a valid shechita. But if he didn't stick the knife into the neck of the animal, he stuck the knife tachas or under the skin, it's kshera. Ask the Gemara, what's Rav coming to teach us? Tanina, isn't this halacha that we're going to learn? The Mishnah on Daf Lamed Beis, Amar Aleph, where the Mishnah teaches us, if you put the knife under one of the simonim, and that's how you cut it, it's not only not kosher, but it's matamba b'magba masa like a nevela. It's not a nevela, it's not matamba, but it's certainly going to be a trefa. Even, so we already learned this halacha. What's Rav teaching us? Answers the Gemara. Imas Nisan, if we only had that Mishnah, have a Mina, Hani Mili, when is the Shechita possible? When you shechted Mamatal Mala, when you shechted going from the bottom up, which we learned previously in Amasechta, the Loi Kavod Derech Shechita, that's not a proper Shechita. Aval, even if you stuck the knife in, but the act of Shechita, the cut, was done Mamala Mamata, which is the proper way of doing a shechita. The ka'avik kederech shechita, eim ha'shapidami, maybe that's considered a valid shechita. Kamash malon, that even if you cut properly, but you put the knife not where it's supposed to be, it's not a valid shechita. So ask the Gemara, so this is halacha that was taught in the Mishnah. What is Rav coming to teach us? Answers the Gemara, im masnisen, if we only had the Mishnah v'mina, hanimil. So that's what the Mishnah came to teach us. It says the Gemara, Tachsa'or, but we learned a moment ago, if you put the knife under the skin, Kshera. By Rav Amri, Tachsa'or, if you put the Talmidim in Rav's yeshiva, said in Rav's name, if they put the knife under the skin, any idea, I'm not quite certain how to treat that Shechita. Ibailuhu. Another question was asked. Lebei Rav the Army Tachsar any idea. I'm not sure how to treat what the Shechita when the knife was put under the skin, but not in the neck itself. What would be Tachs Matlis Mahu? If there's piece of material, fabric around the neck of the animal and you put the knife under that, what would be Dalocha then? Or another question poses the Gemara. Tachas semer mesubach. If you have wool that is tangled together around the neck of the animal, mahu, what will be the halacha then? And the Gemara says that teku, it's a question. So certainly, says the Chasam Sofer, when the Gemara asked the question about tachlis matlis, it's speaking about that the animal needs this material wrapped around its neck. And therefore, since it needs this fabric that's wrapped around its neck, that's why it's a question, is it considered like tachas or? But when you have wool, the Gemara's question, that is ultimately going to be cut. So therefore, the Gemara is saying that even if the halacha is that the matlis would be a problem, but maybe the tzemer is not a problem. That's the way the Chasam Sofer learns the Gemara. But the Tveris Yaakov actually learns the Gemara differently. The Tveris Yaakov says that the matlis is put on carefully and properly, and therefore putting the knife under it might not be a disqualification. But when you have tzemer mesubach and it's hard to get the knife in middle of all that wool, that may be a problem. So the Gemara remained with a teku, and Rashi says, since the Gemara says it's a teku, the halach is we should be machmer in this case, and the shechita will not be a valid shechita. By Rapapa, so Rapapa asks now a different question. Hechlet b'miyat simonim. If somebody cut some of the simonim when it was a chaloda, mahu, do we say, since most of the shechita was done properly, and only at the end of the shechita was where it became a chaloda, so therefore we don't care, but or do we say, and this is a concept that we've learned earlier in our shir, if you would have done roiv of the shechita, and you would have done it properly, there would be no question that it's a valid shechita. But here, where you did the rest, but you did the rest the wrong way, does that have the ability that it disqualifies the shechita? And this is a question that the Rishonim say has come up many times throughout our shiurim. If you did most of the siman properly, and then you did a hagroma. So we had a machlokes beginning earlier in the Masechta, that when you did the hagroma, it's really not a problem. Will that's the rabbanon still hold that that's an issue? You shouldn't have done it. If you did a drusa, after roiv of the siman was cut. And in all the cases, the question is always the same. You're worse off not doing, you're worse off doing something wrong than not doing it at all. Here too, with this question, the Gemara said teku, and Rashi again says we have to go l'chumra. The Tfuah Shor says that it, not only are we machmer, but we have to say that the concern here is that it may be possible midaraisa, because he says if the entire concern is that it is possible midrabanan, then we should apply the concept of Suffolk Darabonon Lekula. But then the Tfuah Shor says a very bechidish, that even though we know throughout Shas that Loch is Suffolk Darabonon Lekula, but he says if it's a Suffolk Darabonon, but it's a Suffolk Darabonon that is the Gemara relieves with a Teku, then the rule of Suffolk Darabonon Lekula will not apply. A very bechidish. Another pshat that suggests why over here we have to go l'chumra, even though it's a Suffolk Drabbanan, a concept that we've been discussing often in our Masechta, that the behemah b'chaya, the animal, as long as it's alive, is v'cheskes isra medes. It has a cheskes isra. So since it has a cheskes isra, that's why we have to be stricter, and when we don't know what to do with the animal, put it on the status quo that it's awesome. Says the Mishnah, if somebody cuts two animals with one motion of halacha vayva, the halacha is shchitasoi ksheira. The halacha is that the shchitas is ksheira. And as we learned earlier, that by kachim, one should not shecht the animal that way. And since by kachim, one should not shecht the animal that way, tizbecheyu, and since it's a violation of tizbecheyu, then therefore, that's why the Mishnah only used the word ksheira, which means it's only kosher b'dievid, because l'chatchila, there is no concern, the l'chatchila, one should shech karbonos that way. As we discussed, there's no issue of ein oitzim mitzvah chavilas by such an animal, because by such a situation, because whenever you're not obligated to bring the carbon, nedarim nedavis, by something which is nedarim v'nedavis, there is no issue of doing something chavilas. Says the Mishnah, shnayim oichs mishaken, and two people are holding a knife v'shoichtim and shechting at the same time. I feel lamala, and one is shechting on the higher part, upper part of the simen, going back to what we just discussed, vecher lamata, and one is shechting in a different spot, according to Rav, that doesn't need a shechita mufras, it's concerted. And here, according to Shmuel, we're going to have to say the shechting with one knife, and two people with one knife at the same spot, shechitasuk sheira. The Tosfos Yontif points out that here, even though the Mishnah uses the word ksheira, but the Mishnah began with the word shnayim shoichtim. So the Tosfos Yontif says that here not only is a kasha, it's kasha l'chatchila. Hittas as a rosh bebas achas, if the head was taken off in one time and wasn't done by locha vayva, so that's considered a concern of vidrusa, and therefore that's psula. Hit how you shaykh it, if somebody was shechting, vitis is a rosh bas achas, that you took off the knife with havar before there was halacha, you only did one cut, not the other cut. The halacha is im yesh besak and mole saver, if the knife is so long that it's twice the width of the neck, then it's ksheira. But if the knife is not that wide, then the halacha is that it's not, then the shechita will not be a valid shechita. The question is, when it says it's that wide, means that you used it, or is the halacha, as long as it's that wide, as long as it's that wide, it's good enough? B'medvar mamurim, says the Gemara, when was this halacha, says the Gemara, how you shechit Vete shnei roshim beis achas. If you cut two knives in two heads at one time, im yesh betzaver, if there is in the knife molit tzaver echad width of two knives, then the halacha will be that's kshera. The medvar mamurim, when is this halacha said? Bizman shahalach v'loy hevi. If he only did one motion, going and not coming back, or hevi v'loy hoylich. Am hoylich v'hevi. If you did both motions, you did halacha v'ayvam, afilu kol shehu, even if the knife is very short, v'afilu be'izmal, even if you used just a scalpel, in these cases, that the knife will be, the halacha is that the knife is kosher, that the shechita is kosher. Our Gemara has been focusing on two things happening at the same time. The question that the Paiskim discuss is what happens if there are two bris milas, there's twins that were born, and we're doing two bris milas. Do we make a separate bracha on each child, or do we make one bracha? So the Rivash quotes a Bali Iter, says since we're dealing here with two children and you can't do Mila on two children at the same time, so that's why you should make a separate bracha that on each one. And he says this is why the situation of a bris Mila, he says, is different than the situation of Shechita. Because in our Mishnah, he says, we just learned that you could shecht two animals at the same time. So since you could shecht two animals at the same time, that's why the halacha is one bracha for many animals is valid. But you can't do bris mila on two children at the same time, and therefore you make separate brachas for every child. But the Rivash disagrees. He says, even when you have a situation that you have number of mitzvahs that are not done at the same time, done one after the other, still one bracha is made. However, there is a back and forth on this question. Therefore, what do you do when you have two children, twins, to make a bris mila? The Shulchan Aruch in Yeridea Simon Rei Samech Hei Sif Hei says, Mishesh L'Shtei Tanoikis Lomol, if somebody has two children to do bris mila, Yivar Brach Achs L'Shneim, you should make one brachas. V'afilu Im Shneim Molim, Harishin Yivar Achal Mila, V'oil Gam L'Shneim, even if you have two different molim. But Ramah says, Im Soch Beinatayim, if you spoke between the two bris milas, Oish L'Hoy Sadata B'Shasa Brach L'Shneim, or when you made the first bracha on the first child, you didn't have in mind the second child, then, says the Ramah, then Yivarech Tzarech Lachs Levarech Shav Al Sheni. You have to make a bracha on the second one. The Shach says that regarding Shechita, the halacha is that if you have a number of animals to shecht, and you didn't have in mind, you only had in mind one animal, and then they brought you another animal, you don't have to make a new bracha. Why is shechita, why is mila different? Says the Shach, because mila, like we said a few moments ago, cannot be done two babies at the same time. Shechita can be done two animals, one right after the other, or two animals at the same time, as we just learned in the Mishnah, and that's why Shechita and Mila are not the same. The Shach says the halacha is that one should make a separate bracha for each Mila, and the Bach says, and so too is the opinion of the Bach, and then they discuss that really the different menhagim, different cities that different menhagim. And the one question that the Paiskim leave open is what happens if in a city there's a city that doesn't have a previous minig, so what should we preferably do? One bracha or two brachas? The best is to have only in mind when you do the first mila, I'm only going to have in mind the first child, and there everybody will agree that if you only have in mind the first child and you didn't have in mind the second child, you would do a new bris, you would make a new bracha. Everybody would agree that in such case you make a new bracha on the second child.